Let's take a moment to do as we've been doing all day, to take that posture that embodies equanimity. This gives us a leg up on the path of cultivating equanimity. We can start to feel it through the body. So grounded or rooted. Sense of balance. The strong back, the soft front, that courageous poise. And some sense of spaciousness with the eyes outwards. They can be closed, but they're outwards. They may be upwards even. Feeling the breath in this embodiment. And so feeling breath and body together, however you like to do that. And so remembering, as Christina Feldman spoke to us earlier, that equanimity is understanding what it means to stand in the midst of all experience with unshakable balance, to be responsive yet unbroken. There's a sense of looking over, that's the big view, the spaciousness, or to be a guardian of, to see with patience as standing in the middle of life with a boundless poise and balance, a spacious stillness of the heart. And so we might not be feeling any of that at all. This is a cultivation. And we'll practice for a few moments in the silence, cultivating equanimity, simply with body and breath. And then, as we do with all the heart practices, we can cultivate them with some simple phrases. So I'll guide you through this, and I'm going to adapt phrases from Christina Feldman, her book, Boundless Heart. And so, coming to ourselves, first of all, keeping that grounded balance, gracious, spacious posture. Then repeating silently the phrase, may I embrace change with stillness and calm. All those worldly winds, may I embrace change with stillness and calm. Not worrying about whether or not you feel still or calm. This is an intentional practice. May I embrace change with stillness and calm. Drawing on, may I deeply accept this moment as it is. May I deeply accept this moment as it is. Accept this moment as it is. Keeping the embodiment alive throughout. May I dwell in an inner home of balance and spaciousness. May I dwell in an inner home of balance and spaciousness. Balance and spaciousness. Inclining the heart, mind, and the body in the direction of equanimity. This is the practice, inclining and seeing what happens next. And now holding in mind someone you have a sense could really benefit from these intentions. Perhaps they're really struggling with the worldly winds in their life. The wind is blowing very fiercely for them. It's challenging. But don't overwhelm yourself. Choose someone that you feel comfortable enough to practice with. So holding in mind this being, just choose one being right now. This is practice. Of course, we all need this. We'll get to all beings. So with this one held in mind and perhaps a sense of their struggle, their non-acceptance of things, they're fighting the wind. May you too embrace change with stillness and calm. May you too embrace change with stillness and calm. Embrace change with stillness and calm. May you too deeply accept this moment as it is. May you too deeply accept this moment as it is. Accept this moment as it is. And may you dwell in an inner home of balance and spaciousness. May you dwell in an inner home of balance and spaciousness. Balance and spaciousness. And then pausing with the phrases for this one. And again, knowing how you're doing and checking in with the body, heart, mind. Taking care of the posture, grounded, balanced, poised, spacious. And in these times, it seems like there are a lot of worldly winds blowing across the planet, challenging us all. So as we extend the well-wishing for all beings, be sure to be including yourself, keeping your postures, perhaps a sense of this community as a stand-in for all beings. May we all embrace change with stillness and calm. May we all embrace change with stillness and calm. Stillness and calm. Hand to the heart or any other soothing touch spot, supporting ourselves. May we all deeply accept this moment as it is. It's not to say it's okay. It's to accept this is what's happening. May we all deeply accept this moment as it is. Accept this moment as it is. And may we all dwell in an inner home of balance and spaciousness. An inner home of balance and spaciousness. Stillness and calm. Accept the moment as it is. Balance and spaciousness. Practicing a little longer in the silence. For all beings, including ourselves. Beginning to finish the phrases and just notice how it all sits with you. Opening with kindness and care to any challenges. Soothing touch, soothing words. We keep the heart of equanimity warm with compassion and loving kindness. And we keep it bright with joy. And sometimes the worldly winds are beautiful, and joy comes. Another version of the worldly winds from the Jewish Bible, from Ecclesiastes, you'll recognize it. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. So may we all embrace the wisdom and compassion of these words.